What's up, y'all? Welcome to Procurement Foundry's 10-Year Talks. It's a 15-minute podcast interviewing battle-tested procurement supply chain professionals who have the scars to prove it. We ask the same five questions every week, providing you with chewable bits of expertise. I'm your host, Katie McEwen, the Procurement Girl, representing BuyerQuest, the most user-friendly procurement solution in the world. 10-Year Talk streams live every Friday on LinkedIn and is available anywhere you get your podcasts. I'm so excited to introduce you to our rockstar guest today, Mike Morse. He is the CPO at CDK Global and has been for the past 5 years, coming up on six. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mike.
Great. It's great to be here, Katie. Thanks.
Great. So tell us about your current role and what you're focusing on right now.
Sure. Yeah. So I, as you noted, I'm here at CDK Global. I joined CDK about almost 6 years ago, five and a half plus years. And, I'm currently responsible for procurement, supply chain, the real estate organization, or some of our operations and service logistics and repair. We're a software company. We provide solutions and technology for automotive dealerships. So my role is essentially to help drive the procurement supply chain process and ensure that our customers get their equipment delivered to them as they need it, that we make all the purchases we need for the company. We do it cost effectively. And we've been really going over the 5 years I've been here through many different changes, a lot of transformation of our business, a lot of transformation of our operations. And I've been very fortunate enough to be part of that as we've gone through that here. My background really has been more before I came to CDK. I was in IT organizations. I held a lot of IT leadership positions, came in a technology role. So I kind of made a career transition as I went from being in IT technology organizations to coming into procurement and supply chain. But I did quite a bit of IT type procurement activities as part of my roles at my previous company. So I got a lot of experience with that over the years. So it was a natural fit for me to come in and be part of CDK, and it was really exciting to come in as CDK was actually created about almost 6 years ago as a spinoff of ADP, the payroll company. My opportunity to come here was really about coming in and helping to create these organizations, right? So there were people who were here that were part of the groups, but I was able to go out and hire people, bring in new people, look at how we really needed to organize ourselves to be most effective to support the new business. And it feels like we're just continually looping through that now of making the changes based on what our new leadership has come in with, our new CEOs and that type of people. And it's been a very exciting thing to be part of it. And so that's my role here today.
Well, that's very interesting. It sounds like you have transitioned very well, and it sounds like it was a very natural and organic transition from IT into procurement supply chain. So congratulations on that. It's great to be able to make that type of transition. And I feel like procurement and supply chain is a great community and a great community to be a part of. So, and everyone's eager to share and give advice and tips like Procurement Founder. You know, they do a great job at really creating that community. So I'm glad that you're a part of it.
Yep.
So, who is that one person that strongly inspired your career path? Who, you know, was it a mentor or a coach or a boss that really inspired your road to success?
Yeah, you know, that's a hard question, right? Because I've worked with so many leaders over the years who kind of help guide and inspire me and do things. And so I don't know if I have a specific name, but I'll point to, in my time at Motorola, I worked for multiple CIOs, either directly or part of their organizations who really were fantastic. People like Leslie Jones or Patty Morrison, to name a couple, who really provided me a good guidance on how to move from being kind of a operational, person, transactional person, or kind of a get it done kind of person to be more strategic, right? And help me get the tools to help do that better. And a lot of it was in ways that I didn't always recognize at the time, and the coaching they were giving me to kind of help pull my head up a little bit higher, get up and look around and really understand what are the needs of the business, be really in tune to that and try to work on the strategies for whatever I was leading at the time. And at the time it was either, the IT procurement function, or it was supply chain systems for the company, or some of the other roles I had. And they helped me really kind of get a more strategic view of things versus just being a very tactical execution level type person. And that's carried me forward many years, right? So, and it was really important in the role I had now. And they taught me that, you know, just building those relationships with the stakeholders within the business is probably more important, or at least equally important to the execution and tactical side of things. You got to do both. You got to do both really well if you want to move into a senior level position, that's for sure.
Yes, and I love the fact that they're both women. Both of your mentors were women. I think that's fantastic. But yeah, bridging that strategic and tactical both into the same grouping, that's a difficult thing to do. So I applaud you for being able to do that. And that makes sense to be able to really track your way to success, being able to have those skills. So what would you say is the most innovative thing in this space right now that you're seeing maybe within the last 12 months or so?
Yeah, well, I think what's really coming together, it's the technology that's becoming available throughout the industry. And it's not just the big platforms that you think of, like, because Oracle, SAP, great companies with tremendous software, but all the other things in the ecosystem that are around procurement and supply chain, they're becoming game changers, right? And so I've been doing business with multiple of these firms, and some of them are kind of the buzzwords around, you know, artificial intelligence or machine learning. But things I've specifically made investments in or talked about around analytics, I think are game changers are there. But I think just the technology becoming available on a whole and how well it's working together, I think that's really become such a huge thing. And if you're not really looking seriously at going beyond just the core of, you know, kind of systems of record for your procurement and supply chain organization, and really looking at these and other enabling technologies that are going to help you automate, whether it's robotic process automation or whether it's true artificial intelligence to help replace, you know, the manual things that are going on within your organization so you can free up your people to be, you know, taking the results and getting insights out of data, getting insights from the system, getting insights from outside the company of what we should really be investing our time in to help this company be more successful. I think that's what's really exciting as I think about it. And it's just so many things that, you know, and I happen to be, you know, I'm in Procurement Foundry and I've been, you know, part of that organization. So I think something like Procurement Foundry fits into that. But, you know, I'm also an advisory board member for BitOps as a company. And, you know, I just see these companies out there and it's just very exciting, all these startups that are existing within the procurement and supply chain world that just weren't even there even maybe 4 years ago. I don't remember seeing a lot of these things that I've seen the last 12 to 15 months. It's amazing.
Yes. And coming from an IT background and blending that with procurement, I'm sure it's very exciting for you.
But yeah, it seems as you can tell, I tend to jump to the technology side, but you know, the reality is the technology is there to, you know, help you be more successful. It doesn't make you successful. You still have to put the hard work in to, you know, get your processes in place and understand what the business requirements are and the needs are. The technology just gets you over that last level, but man, it's a game changer as far as what you can really accomplish. So it's fantastic.
Absolutely. And when it comes to automation and working smarter, not harder, you know, these new technologies are fantastic. These best-in-class bolt-ons that really help these legacy systems, like you mentioned, like Oracle and SAP, you know, it helps these organizations hold on to those brands a little bit longer and still improve the functionality.
Yeah. It's very exciting. And yeah, and it enhances what your organization can do. It's really, it shouldn't be looked at as, you know, artificial intelligence is going to replace your team. They're just going to help your people be more successful and feel better about the work they're doing and not get caught up in the, so, you know, there's a lot of work in procurement that is not that exciting and people would love to have it automated away and go spend their time with the business or spend the time with the supplier. But that's what they really want to do.
Exactly. Build those relationships and be more strategic in their role. You know, it frees up that time. They're not doing those mundane tasks day in and day out. So yeah, I completely agree. That's the difference maker. So tell us one unique thing about you that maybe folks in the space don't really know about, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've gotten to know quite a few people in this kind of procurement world in the last few years, right? So some may know this, right? But, you know, I kind of mentioned my career path, you know, it was in IT and technology, and then kind of coming to CDK, it was kind of the leap out of that. And probably the secret or things that people may not know about me is that, you know, even though I'm, you know, I'm senior leader of procurement here, and you know, that's kind of where I consider myself, I probably was in my whole career kind of a pain for the procurement organization. I might not have been the easiest person to deal with, right? Because I was like a lot of the stakeholders that any maybe other people who listen to this or watch this podcast might have. They're focused on the job they need to do. They're trying to buy technology, hardware, software, services. They're trying to get it implemented. They're trying to do it in the quickest possible manner. And they're, you know, I necessarily didn't always have the patience to kind of work through the processes that were there from the procurement organization. And I used to get frustrated by it, but, you know, I learned a lot going through it. And as I look back, you know, I kind of go, wow, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, those things were there to kind of help guide me. And those procurement people who sometimes I was like, I just kind of move out of my way. I know what I need to do. They were actually helping me much more than I realized at the time. And I've been able to take that. And now I'm very empathetic to what a business partner needs to do to be successful, because I was on that side of the table. But I also realized the benefit of the procurement policies and having that structure that helps you, you know, buy the right thing at the right price at the right time, you know, the things that are important, and not just buying it as fast as you possibly can, right? So if you want to buy things as fast as you possibly can and you don't care about price and quality and long-term warranties and that kind of stuff, then yeah, you don't need procurement, right? But if those things are important, you need that. And so I think that's what I learned, and that's kind of the thing that maybe most people don't know. That's how I kind of probably got this job that I have, is that I was able to talk about being empathetic to the business and yet putting that discipline in place to be successful.
Yes, and what a gift to know both sides of it. So you can have that empathy for other stakeholders within the organization. And yeah, I'm sure you're great at really rallying the team together to get something done, which is a difficult thing to do in a CPO position. So yeah, that's exciting.
It's the fun part of the job though, right? Is you know, I talk about technology, but working with the team, working with the business and getting the, you know, the enthusiasm out there. We're probably not every day walking around saying rah, 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 right? But there's a certain energy I think that we bring to the company and that I like to think I bring to any kind of interaction that we have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what's the one piece of advice you would give to someone that's trying to claw up the ranks and try to reach, you know, senior level like you are?
Yeah, so I don't know if there's any real secrets to it, to tell you the truth. You know, I've given this advice multiple times and even talked about it in various other podcasts that I've done, but I think that you have to be very open to volunteering outside of your workspace, outside of your job description. If someone comes to you and says, hey, would you be interested in working on this project? Don't, as your initial reaction, go, well, I don't know, I'm going to have to rearrange my schedule. I think you just do it. You volunteer or you say yes, you raise your hand, and you figure it out. You figure out how to find the time, because I think when you're excited about a new project, you're able to get all your other work done, and then you're able to add the new thing in. Mm-hmm. And if you keep doing that, then you get looked upon in the organization as someone who's willing to step up, not necessarily worry about, you know, how am I going to do my day job and really be excited about the new opportunity at hand. And you know, sometimes it just feels like time is very limited, but if you take this approach, it feels like time is almost infinite, right? Because you just, you get the energy and you want to dive in. And so you end up doing your old job better while you're picking up the new responsibility, the new project, or getting a chance to work with a business partner that you never did before. So I just tell people, volunteer and say yes when you're asked those kind of things.
I think that's excellent advice and so needed, you know, when so many people want to put themselves in a box and just stay in that box and not go outside of it. You know, you are a perfect testimony of the success you can have when you step out of your comfort zone like you did with, you know, leaving IT and stepping into procurement. So that's a very exciting. That's excellent. I think that's fantastic advice. I always say yes and step out of your comfort zone. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us today for 10 Year Talks. We really appreciate it. Thanks to everyone who is able to tune in today. I hope that you all have a very blessed week. Have a great 4th of July and happy Friday.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Mike.